Happy Tuesday. There is a fortnight until finals, and for the teams that are no longer in the hunt for September, Jungle Drums start to beat about player movement within the playing fraternity. Carlton captain Paddy Cripps, who was asked today about the prospect of playing with Stephen Canelio. No, we don't have that grab. We'll come back to it. The Bombers, they can still make the eight, but that didn't stop a strangely timed announcement that they were parting ways with the longtime employee and high-performance boss Justin Crowe. And although he won't leave until the end of the season, the statement was released at a time when Essendon have been engulfed in an injury crisis, and just days after their injured star full forward Joe Danaher was meeting with an opposition CEO. And just what is happening at Fremantle? Despite consistently denying it, it seems the rumours about Ross Lyon leaving Fremantle just will not go away. Will he be coaching the Dockers in round one next year? And even if he is new head of football Peter Bell already looking for his replacement? His former teammate, his former business partner and long-term friend, Justin Longmuir, well, he's only a phone call away at Collingwood, where he is a highly regarded assistant coach by players and peers. But it's time to talk about a side that, well, after the weekend finishes, they may be outright top. And let's remember, the Brisbane Lions didn't make the eight last year. Chris Fagan, well, he couldn't be more excited.
You can see the players growing before your eyes, but you know, in 6 or 7 days' time, we've got to go out and face a great club. And, you know, it'll be a challenge for us, but we'll look forward to it. And, you know, if we want to be a good team, we've got to play in these games all the time. So get used to it, is what I say.
They were used to it in the early 2000s. Maybe not so much now. A man who's very used to being involved in clubs playing in big games is their CEO, Greg Swan. And he joins us. Greg, good evening. You must be very excited about 1v2 involving your club.
Yeah, g'day, Sam. Yeah, no, we are. We're pumped. We're pumped. We're looking forward to it. And, we'll see how we go, as Fake said.
Greg, be honest. Going into this year, could you have envisaged that we'd be in the last 2 weeks of the home and away season and you'd be playing in a game where it was 1v2?
No, we didn't think that would happen. But we thought we'd improve.
Yep.
And, you know, just the rate and the level of improvements, above what we thought. But, yeah, we probably reassessed early. We thought we had a really tough draw at the start of the season, and we sort of came through. I think we were 5-2 at one stage, and we thought, well, you know, we've played some good teams. You know, we played the Eagles, we played Port, you know, North down in Melbourne. And anyway, we played some good teams and, we reassessed from there. And it's been since the bye, obviously, you know, eight in a row, we've had a, you know, fantastic run there. And, the next 2 weeks, obviously the Cats at home and then the Tigers at the G. Yeah, it's a great run into the finals. But, you know, either way, we're looking forward to those two games, and we're looking forward to what happens post that, you know, because, you know, obviously we're playing finals, so it just depends where we finish. We want to finish in that top two and try and get two home finals. But, you know, we've travelled well in the last 8 weeks as well, so if we have to travel, so be it. But, yeah, looking forward to it.
It's interesting that you mentioned the draw. We'll come back to that because I want to talk about this year's draw and then maybe going into next year. What about injuries, Greg? So we've got a lot of clubs on this side of the border. Collingwood, I mean, Richmond have just started to get a few back. Essendon have been inundated and engulfed with injuries. You guys are the opposite. Is that good luck or good management or a mixture?
Oh, I think it's always both. I mean, I think most clubs will talk about collision injuries versus soft tissue, and most high-performance leaders will say that, you know, that's their job to prevent soft tissue injuries, and you can't do much about collision injuries, but, you know, Damien Austin, who runs our high performance program, and, you know, our medical team, they've done an outstanding job. We've pretty much had a full list most of the year, and you know, we've had a few minor ones, but not much. And there's no doubt that's helped. You know, so our Neufel team's three or four games clear on top, and you know, we haven't lost the game there, but we've had full books nearly every week. And you know, there's some blokes playing really good footy there that just can't get in at the moment. Yeah. I'm not sure. You know, we'll make a change again this week. We'll probably be unchanged again. So, you know, all that's been a massive advantage for us, and the guys in charge of that. You know, we did change our people probably 2 years ago, because I think in 16 and 17, we might have had the worst. You know, we were number 18. We had the worst injuries, and now at the moment we're number one for the best. So, yeah, it's been a big turnaround. So there is a bit of good management, but you always need a bit of luck when it comes to injuries.
Yeah, absolutely. The Neefel side on a 16-game winning streak, it's unbelievable. And as you just mentioned, you're on an 8-game winning streak, so 24 between the two sides. So we know what top two finish, what that does in as far as the two home finals. But Greg, as a veteran CEO, what does a top two finish, particularly in Queensland, what does that do for you guys off the field, financially, membership-wise?
Yeah, look, we've gone through 28,000 now, which is the best since we've had. That's best we've had since 2005. And it'll give us a great platform for next year. I mean, the finals themselves, the AFL take all that money, so you don't get anything out of a gate or anything. But yeah, the build-up, you know, merchandise, all those things have been great. Corporate support, you know, we've got a lot of suites and boxes here at the Gabba, and we've sold all those for this game against Geelong. And obviously, if we played finals, we'd do that again, I think. And you know, that just gives people a taste for the game. We haven't played finals for 10 years, so you know, people are coming back. There's a lot of people that haven't been to games for a while who have got back on the bandwagon, and everyone's welcome on the bandwagon. You know, we'll take everybody that wants to come on board. But yeah, it does give us a good good platform for next year, and you know, we'll probably get back to the, you know, the record levels that we had in the early 2000s when we played in those four grand finals in a row.
I was just going to ask, I mean, has it brought back memories for some of the players that were involved in the early 2000s? I thought it was great on the weekend listening to people like Alistair Lynch and Jonathan Brown in their calling duties with Fox. I mean, they were joking that they never finished top when they won their three flags. So it's been a while since you guys have been able to actually revel in a bit of this, which is, I think, is important for the club.
Oh, look, it is, and it is good for the code. I mean, I'm worried about the club per se, but it is good for the code up here. And you know, I think if you watch our games and you've seen what's happening, you know, we're getting a lot of kids, a lot of families, which is, you know, really good for us. So, they're really engaged. Yeah, we've got exciting players too. You know, Charlie Cameron and guys like that. You know, the kids just love him, and Eric Hipwood, and you know, obviously they always like the blokes that kick goals. But you know, Mitch Robinson's a bit of a cult hero here as well. And so we've got some people that the crowd, you know, the kids have identified with, and you know, that's bringing the crowds back. And you know, I think our average last year was about 17,000. We're up at 24,000 now, and that's before this Geelong game. So you know, the crowds have come back, and that's obviously affected the bottom line. And we might even have some black inkish this year, Sam, instead of red ink, which would be good.
Yeah, it would be good. You talked about the code. Would you be happy to see Gold Coast get picks 1 and 2 in the draft?
I've actually said that whatever the AFL needs, whatever they need to do, they need to, you know, they should do it. But I think it has to be pretty radical. So that might be part of a package. That might be extra. I don't know exactly what they've asked for, but you know, there might be extra picks, there might be extra money, there might be, you know, some retention things. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but they need to do something pretty radical, because I think, I reckon historically, and look, we were in the same boat 3 or 4 years ago, you know, you ask for something, you get a ticket at the end of the first round. Well, it doesn't really, you know, doesn't do a lot. And I think with what's happening there, they need some assistance, and hopefully it's enough to make a difference, you know, because at the moment, what is it, 14, 15, whatever it is, losses in a row, that's not good for the comp. It's not good for anybody. So, yeah.
So picks 1 and 2 wouldn't necessarily be enough. Would it be enough?
Oh, no, I don't think. No, it wouldn't be enough. No, not.
What would be enough, do you think, Greg?
Oh, look, I don't know. I mean, it'd be some combination. I haven't put my mind to it, but I think that'd help. But I think, as I said before, you know, extra money to attract
ready-made players, extra money to retain the kids that they've got, all those sort of things come into it. So, you know, and whether they still do the thing they did last year where they get first pick of guys in the state leagues. But it needs to be pretty radical, in my view.
They seem a long way back, Greg, and I know that they're different to how Brisbane were, say, even 2 or 3 years ago. But I think what you guys have been able to prove, if you get the right people in the right positions, and it, you know, it feels like they've started to do that with Craig Cameron in recruiting and Mark Evans, CEO, and, you know, Stewie Jew, the players seem to say great things about him. If they can hold on to the players that they've got, it can turn. The wheel can turn quicker than people think.
Oh, I think that's right. I mean, in the end, there's always a lag. Like, you put people in place and it might take a year or two for it to start to work. But, and that's the thing. I don't know the internal mechanics or what's happening there. But, yeah, that's exactly right. It can turn. I mean, you know, you end up recruit some good players. And, you know, in our case, the last couple of years have been the key for us. So Charlie Cameron and Hodgie came the year before last. And then last year it was, you know, Lockie Neal, Link McCarthy, Marcus Adams and Jared Lyons, you know, into a team that's already had some pretty young, you know, some good, promising young blokes, and some older guys like, you know, Zorks and Daniel Rich, who are probably having career best years as well. And so the whole thing sort of came together. But yeah, it took some time. I mean, even last year we only won 5 games. So, you know, this year's gone above what we thought it would. But you know, we're enjoying the ride and we want it to keep going now.
It has been amazing, Craig, when you actually spell it out and think about it. Like, you get a 4-time premiership player, a premiership captain, a Norm Smith medalist to go up there. Then you get a guy who's a South Australian playing in Western Australia to go over there. And you get a guy who played in Charlie Cameron in a grand final the previous year. I mean, I know he had some family links, but you couldn't have even made that up in your wildest dreams in the 12 to 24 months before that.
No, but they're the things that what you've sort of touched on. That's, you know, you put some things in place that you hope work. Because, you know, we still, not that this group of administrators were around with the Go Home Five, but it was still an issue for us. We weren't really attracting people to come. You know, we had some deficiencies with welfare and, you know, whatever, development, all the things that you sort of look at, the fitness, everything was sort of looked at, and we thought we got a good, you know, really good team of people in here. And then you wait, you know, you wait for them to, you know, Dom Ambrosio came in as list manager, obviously Nobes was there, Fage came in, you know, Andrew Crowles did it, you know, he came in to do the welfare, and all those things we thought got better, but, you know, it didn't show for a while, and then it happens, and you think, gee, you know, we did put some great people in, and now it's starting to work, and hopefully our next challenge is to make it sustainable. You know, we don't want to just sort of come up where we are at the moment and then crash back down again. So that's another challenge for us. But we think we're in a good spot there because our, you know, as I said, you know, we touched on our NEFL team and we've got some really good young blokes playing there and who I'm sure would handle playing up in the seniors if they got the chance. And even some, you know, and some of the other guys that aren't getting the game, like Louis Taylor was playing and then hurt his ankle in the bye and lost his spot, you know, but he was playing some good footy and, you know, Walks has been good when he's been in the team. So there's been some blokes that are a bit stiff even who are a little bit older, but we're really happy with some of our young blokes that we've got there as well that are just playing some good footy and hopefully, you know, we see them in the next, if it's not the next little bit, then certainly next year. So,
Do you sort of concede it's going to get harder, Greg? You're going to go from a bottom six draw this year to a top six draw next year?
Yeah, no, it will. From that point of view, it has to. That's right. But, you know, that's the system. And, yeah, we've taken advantage of the draw this year. But, you know, we still thought we've had some, you know, we've played some good teams when they've been in good form. And so that's been a good test for us. And, you know, as I said before, we had a double treble when we played the Giants away. And then we had to butter up and play Port away. And we won both of those games. And so, you know, we're happy that, the draw will get harder, no doubt. You get 2 out of the top six and 2 out of the middle six and 1 out of the bottom. But, you know, if you're good enough, and well, that's what's happened to us this year. We've won 15 and we lost a couple. We lost to Freo by a point. And, you know, we were 6 goals in front of the Blues and fell over. And so, you know, we could have won a couple more, you know. And mind you, we could have lost a couple too. We've had some tight wins that we've, but yeah, that all sort of pans out. And in the end, the draw is what it is. I mean, you know, look at, you know, we played Essendon in the middle of the year and they belted us. And if you're playing them this week, they've got 10 blokes missing. And so, you know, that's got to be easier. So sometimes it's about the timing as well as who you play. So, yeah. So anyway, it is what it is. You get dealt the draw and you get on with it. So, yeah, I'm sure at the start of this year, clubs that drew us probably thought that was okay, you know. Oh, we're playing Brisbane. So, anyway, and in the end, we played better than what we did last year. And so, you know, that's... the draw doesn't look as favourable if you end up playing us twice. So
it's August the 13th, Swanee, which means it's around this time of the year last year that David Noble was just catching up for coffee with Lachie Neale. It's around this time of the year that Tom Harley's catching up for coffee with Joe Danaher. Are we expecting to see you sort of snapped next to anyone in the next couple of weeks?
No, I'm not a coffee drinker, Sam. I'm just,
maybe a red wine.
We've got blokes who do that. And, oh, look, you know, that's another advantage. You know, you start, people are happy to come now. So, yep. You know, that's a good place to be in as well for Dom and Nobes to sort of sift through all that and see where that's happening. And, you know, the coach is focused on winning this week and what comes after that. So, you know, he's doing that. So it is, look, that makes a nice change, Norm. Last year, the years we've been planning holidays in September, so it's great that we don't this year. And you know, and all the trades and whatever else will take care of themselves as the year goes on. But you know, we're in a different phase than we were certainly 2 or 3 years ago.
Well, the Lions haven't played Geelong in 25 rounds of footy. This weekend's game against the Cats at the Gabba is going to be a sellout. Melbourne fans, you can actually attend an open training session at the MCG next Saturday from 3:30. So it must have been a while, Swanee, since the Lions last trained at the MCG. And memberships...
I'll go do the membership bit. Yeah.
Membership's still available. There's still time to jump on board the Brisbane bandwagon. All you need to do is jump online and head to membership.lions.com.au.
Yeah, no, it was Stewie Fox. There's a game Friday night at the G, but there's no game on Saturday. So
yeah,
they've
great.
Been really good in letting us have a run on there. So, yeah, for all the old Fitzroy supporters and Lions members and fans, yeah, we're down there on the for an open session on the Saturday. So before we play the Tigers on the Sunday. So, yeah, come down and get an autograph signed and take a few snaps with the boys. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. But, yeah, we've got two big ones. So the Cats is... it's funny, I just watch a few shows and everyone's talking about everyone else, but they've been on top since the first round, the Cats.
So yeah, I know.
They're there for a reason. They're there for a reason, and so it's going to be a massive task for us. But, you know, one that we're looking forward to. The crowd's going to be big, and I think it's going to be a nice sunny day on Saturday afternoon. So, yeah, it'll be a good day for footy, so hopefully... we give a good account of ourselves.
Well, Greg, it wasn't so long ago that the Brisbane Lions were in a pretty dark part of the club's history, and you and the coaching staff were always happy to jump on the line and talk about it then. It's only fair and reasonable, and it's exciting that we can do the same when you guys are towards the top end of the ladder. Good luck in the top of the table clash, and good luck in September.
Thanks, Sam. Yeah, and fingers crossed we can keep going. Thanks for that. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Greg Swan there, the Brisbane Lions chief executive. It is 1v2. They can go outright top. Who would have thought we'd be saying this at the start of the year? Round 22, Brisbane Lions, if they beat Geelong on the weekend, will go outright top, and Lachie Neale is the Brownlow medal favourite. Goodness gracious me. 1-300-736-736, 0433-98-1116. The top text message as I go to it says, score review, Sam. Charlie Cameron scored more goals than GWS, North and Essendon on his own. Well, it's a good point and a good start, because coming up after the break, it is time for my favourite segment of the week, Score Review. Jump on the line.